National Diagonal, makers of Ridinol, the aerosol that kills 99% of everything that ought to be killed around the home, and new Ridinol Plus that kills whatever's left, presents a brief history of theater by Phil Shallet.
Make it quick, can the gal, boil it down, cut the flab, rain it in.
In the beginning, there was silence.
Can we get on with it?
Who invited you?
Me, myself, and I.
Well, the three of you can piss off.
You piss off.
And dialogue was born.
Dialogue!
It fell to the ancient Greeks to organize things. The Greeks, whose quivering gray matter gave us trigonometry, geometry, and all the other ometries, advance the history of theater by inventing
the three unities.
Greetings, incredulous.
Greetings, embarcadero. You seem excited.
Am I ever? I just invented the three unities.
Water, sewer, and garbage.
Those are the three utilities, you idiot. I'm talking about the unities.
Speak.
Feature this. Unity of action. A play can have only one single action.
Nice, compact, nifty.
Unity of place. A play can happen on only one place.
Provocative and tidy.
Unity of time. A play has to happen within one 24-hour period.
It's too good to be true.
After dispatching the unities, the Greeks took on the morass of human experience and divided it into two categories. Comedy and tragedy.
Explain!
Comedy.
This guy barbecues his own children, does the ya-ya with his own mother, and slips on his own eyeballs that have been, get this, plucked out of his skull by voracious eagles sent by the god!
Tragedy.
This guy barbecues his own children, does the ya-ya with his own mother, and slips on his own eyeballs that have been plucked out of his skull by voracious eagles sent by the gods!
The history of theater marched on.
My liege, I would, as were a readiness preposterous, in time contumacious by thy so long Dixie.
Fie, fie, belittling dromedary. Enough. Falls it short the unth rivulet, and let he who will calibrate our smoking nostrils blank unfurled o'er phosphorescent England. What say ye, good Lord Cumberbund?
That's my line.
It is not your line.
Read the script. Noble, what say ye, good Lord Cumberbund?
He reassigned it.
Who?
The director, to me.
Well, Trevor can just reassign it back where it belongs.
It's mine now, you over-the-hill codpiece!
Over my dead body, you tottering vat of paint!
Oh, my...
People, you must stop this insane bickering. There has to be an equitable solution.
What do you suggest, lover boy?
Well, you're both so aggressively talented. I know. We'll have a competition. We'll call it...
Auditions!
Stars spread in the north!
Next!
99 bottles of beer in the wall.
Next!
I shall present a rap version of my resume.
Next!
My childless unmarried uncle, who is the one who is in arbitrage, which is not a city in France, is very solicitous of my career. He has promised to underwrite any production I am fortunate enough to be cast in.
You'd be perfect for the role!
Great plays!
The history of theater marched on some more. Great plays were added to the canon of the literature of the stage.
And so, Laura, blow out your candles.
Go, leave your crippled sister here to play with her meringue.
Don't you mean menagerie?
Whatever. Just leave. Like your good-for-nothing father before you.
I'm not leaving, Mother. I just won't be here anymore.
No. Of course not. Not you. I suppose you'll be far away where you won't be inconvenienced by your neurotic, terrifyingly self-absorbed, castrating mother and the human residue that is your fragile, doomed sister.
That sounds about right.
Independent and on your own, free to open that fish and chip stand you're always yammering about.
I told you it's not fish and chips. It's clams and mussels and crab, lobster and oysters, scallops and abalone.
Fly to the moon, you shellfish dreamer.
Bravo! Bravo! Bravo!
Inspired by Andrew Lloyd Webber and the urging of Disney stockholders, the theater grew ever more ambitious in its technical scope.
The widening scope!
I've got this great concept for a new musical, a Western.
Wow, wow, wow.
You got exactly 45 seconds.
It's the year 18-something or other, you know, in the past. We're in Indian territory. It's bone dry. Hasn't rained in years. The medicine man can't make it rain. Everything's fakakta. The rivers, the forests, the animals. The opening number is all about the tribe being on the brink of extinction. One of the young braves, picture Annie in a loincloth, gets this idea how to save the tribe and their entire way of life. Are you with me?
23 seconds.
What he does is he makes all the members of the tribe park their cars in a big circle. Then he has them take the last precious buckets of water in the communal well, the only water left to keep them alive. And what does he do? He has them wash their cars!
Wash their cars?
What does it always do when you wash your car? It rains!
It's brilliant!
The history of theater kept evolving. Theaters became endowed pleasure palaces. Holiday cash cows were mounted. Volunteer ushers were mobilized. Snickerdoodles were served during intermission. Electronic devices and their owners were extinguished. In time, individual performances began to be recognized and rewarded, creating one of theater's most beloved traditions.
The award ceremony!
This year's winner for best entertainer who has ever walked the face of the earth is... Laguna Hoffmeyer!
I'm so engladdened onto so many, but especially to Bill Arnold at Say Uncle Productions for giving me the chance to be the first actress ever to be shot at on stage with live ammunition.
And survive!
And survive.
Hooray!
Eventually, the critics made their appearance.
The critics!
There you have it. Scenes from the soon-to-be-forgotten and brief history of the theater. What are your thoughts, Joan?
I didn't actually see it, John. But I'm sure if I had, I'd say the playwright was either manly or womanly gendered. Mm-hmm. So, one thumb up.
To me, it was a wacky, high-dudgeon romp that had me gagging and choking and nearly puking with laughter. Both thumbs up from this chair.
So, let's review.
Okay.
I gave two thumbs up to the new musical, O Molière. But John found it hard to believe anyone who wrote so well ever lived.
And Joan loved the Ice Capades adaptation of A La Rochechere de Tomes Perdu. Oh. But I found all those skating hourglasses trite and tiresome.
And that wraps it up for
Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down. Curtain Call.
Of course. No and brief history of the theater would be complete without the stirring close and the ask. So as the voices of our company swell with tarted up emotion, we fervently solicit your tax-deductible contributions in order to reach our capital campaign goal to buy hinges for the doors to the stalls in the men's room. And if in the act of reaching for our goal, our skinny little artistic arms might be too weary to bear the unendurable weight of the unbearable sorrow, still inspired by the gift of your generous generosity, we will continue to go where the brave dare not go, never abandoning the quest, resolved throughout the ever-evolving hipstery of theater.
This is my quest to follow that star, no matter how hopeless.